الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه الأتقياء أما بعد Today inshallah we shall be completing the 28th juz Towards the end of Surah Al-Hashr, the end of Surah Al-Hashr, two points I would like to make. First of all, we find the hadith, I think is in Tirmidhi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever reads, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم, three times. And then they read, the last three verses of Surah Hashr, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة till the end. It's only three verses. So you read أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم three times, and then you read the last three verses of Surah Al-Hashr. فياد رهيغا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says 70,000 angels will make dua for that person. And if that person dies during the day, he will die and inshallah he will go straight to Jannah. And the same thing in the evening as well, inshallah. But kitna sasta sauda hai bhai? Sasta sauda hai na? It's a deal which cannot be missed. That's what sasta sauda means in English. It's a bargain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept so many ways for us to enter Jannah. It's just a matter of us trying to find out what are the easy ways to Jannah. Another example, if a person reads Sayyidul Istighfar in the morning, and if they die before the evening, that person will go Jannah. And if a person reads the Sayyidul Istighfar in the evening, and they die before the morning, inshallah they shall go Jannah. But that's a no-brainer. That's called a no-brainer. As long as we do it, say inshallah. So, just a few verses before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something very profound. He says, and you know, since the day one of Ramadan till now, how many times have we talked about and emphasized the importance of taqwa? Yes? Our Taraweeh started with taqwa. Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدل للمتقين. Taraweeh started with taqwa. In this verse, imagine, in this one verse, Allah mentions it two times. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَالْتَنْظُرُ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Look how important. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O believers, O those who believe, be mindful and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next part is very, very profound. Allah ta'ala poses a question. وَالْتَنْظُرُ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. Every soul should see what they have sent forward for tomorrow. Subhanallah. Every soul should see what have they sent forward for tomorrow. But does tomorrow means Monday? Does tomorrow mean Monday? What does tomorrow mean? The Akhirah. The eternal life. What have you sent forward? We as human beings, we try so much, and we try so much in the process, we break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that process of trying so much, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying so much, we violate the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying so much in accumulating the dunya. When we are only going to live for 50, 60, 70 years the most, and the life hereafter eternal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, only do that much work, only exert yourself that much, the amount you are going to stay in this life. You know, I told you a few days ago that there was one person who was boasting that he had so much money, that he had sufficient money for his children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Subhanallah. He's acting like he is Ar-Razzaq. Maybe he's forgotten the situation of the people around the world who were once the people giving zakat, and the next day they were receiving zakat. Maybe he forgot that situation. Never ever boast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates those people who boast. It is a spiritual disease like cancer. Cancer is a physical disease, and boasting and pride and arrogance is a spiritual disease. Which one do you think is worse? The second one. If a person has cancer, the worst case scenario, they will die. You have to die anyway. But if you got a spiritual disease like pride, arrogance, jealousy, showing off, you know, these kind of spiritual diseases, that is worse. That will be detrimental on the day of judgment. That will affect your good deeds. That will affect your iman. Hatred, having rancor in your heart, rancor. In the same juice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ We should make dua. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Subhanallah, what a powerful dua. Allah Ta'ala is teaching you and me that we should make dua that, oh Allah, do not place rancor. غِلًّا means, what, you know what rancor means? Rancor means hatred. بُغْز, kina, kapat, hasad. All of these things are part of rancor and ghil. We should ask ourselves, do I have this spiritual disease and illness in my heart or not? Do I have these diseases in my heart or not? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one hadith in regards to these diseases, that they are so dangerous. It's like, you know, when you get something sharp, or you know, a lawnmower, When you have a lawnmower and you cut the grass, it cuts all the grass. Or if you get a blade and you put it on your head and you shave all the hair off, that is the same effect these spiritual diseases have on your good deeds. Basically, it wipes away your good deeds. It wipes away the good deeds. We are like, you know, we are like that person. May Allah Ta'ala protect us not. May Allah Ta'ala protect us that we are not like that. But there are many people who are like a leaking bucket. What are they like? A leaking bucket. Inshallah, I'll mention that in the next couple of days. What is a leaking bucket? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. आपने कल के लिए क्या आगे भेजा है? What have you sent forward for tomorrow? Because when you leave this world, your shroud and your coffin will not have pockets. Even if you have pockets and you are foolish enough to have pockets, what will you put in that pocket? Nothing. Nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in regards to some people, that if these people bring the earth full of gold, how much? The entire earth full of gold as a ransom to release themselves, Allah will not still pardon them. My dear brothers, you know all the wealth we have in this dunya and all the assets we have, yes, it will all stay behind. It will all stay behind. We have to start worrying about the currency which will actually help us in the grave and on the day of judgment. Let us just think about that. We have to worry and start accumulating and build a bank balance of that currency which will help you and I in the grave and on the day of judgment. Only that will help us. Otherwise, everything else will stay in the dunya and other people will inherit it. You know what is really, really sad? I'll tell you what is really sad. Our teacher many years ago explained to us. At that time, we didn't really understand it because we were students staying in one place for 7 years. We didn't really see the big bad world. But now it makes sense to us. He explained to us. He goes, there are certain individuals in the world. They don't care whether they pray salah or not. They don't care whether they break the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't care whether they don't fulfill the rights of fellow human beings or not. All of this they do to accumulate wealth and wealth and more wealth and more wealth. First property, second property, third property, fourth property, all these properties on riba and interest. On riba and interest. And they think they have a big portfolio, subhanAllah. And our Ustad said, they work hard. They don't care if it's day or night. They work like this until they're 60. They might benefit a little bit from their wealth. By the time they're 65, 67, they'd pass away. Because what is the average age of this ummah? Between 60 and 70, they pass away. You know, we say in our language, this guy works like a donkey. He literally worked like a donkey. He only benefited for a few years for his wealth, and he died. And then his children, they enjoyed all of that wealth. All his children, we say, ayyashiki, us paise ke saath ayyashiki, they lived the life. And in that process of accumulating that wealth, he didn't bother nurturing his children. He didn't bother giving his children the Islamic education, the correct Islamic, you know, how to raise your child in an Islamic way. He didn't care about the etiquettes, about the character. Koi parwa nahi, because he was just busy with money, money, money. Did this money benefit him in any way? No. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the correct realization to prepare for the life hereafter. and to also work towards that currency which will actually help us in the life hereafter. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Salatul Isha. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله Inshallah, brothers are requested, if you can see a gap in front of you, please move forward. Do not wait for anyone to tell you. The more forward, the more closer you are to the Imam, the more reward you will get, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Please stand shoulder to shoulder. Keep the heels on the line.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.